From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Later on tonight, Paranormal America. Here's what's happening. Parts of the Midwest and South spent Monday cleaning up from weekend storms that brought isolated tornadoes, flooding that killed at least 15 people, while a chance remains for more severe weather across the region. Unbelievable. I can attest to it. Look, I flew into Denver to do our Beyond Belief television programs this weekend in snow. Who could believe that, right? As we go into May and then came back to more storms in St. Louis. Mother Nature just doesn't stop. A Silicon Valley food tech startup company, if it has its way, its lab-grown meat, which includes chicken, duck, and beef, will be on a supermarket shelf near you within the next 5 years. Now, let me ask you a quick question. Would you eat meat, chicken, duck, or beef that is grown in a lab? In March, the company announced that it created the world's first chicken strip from animal cells following their animal-free meatball debut in 2016. Lab-grown beef was previously developed back in 2012 by a group of Dutch scientists. Essentially, they are taking a number of animal cells, giving them clean and nutritious food. Then they watch them grow into a muscle. They harvest the muscle, then cook it. The whole process from start to finish takes about 4 to 6 weeks. President Trump said that he absolutely would meet with North Korea's Kim Jong-un under the right circumstances. The comments came as he and his advisors grapple with how to rein in the North Korean threat. Mr. Trump has declined to take military action off the table, but has been urging China to pressure North Korea into changing its behavior as Congress moves on a separate front to apply new sanctions. Dr. Jerome Corsi, Infowars.com. Jerry, now diplomacy is always better, but I don't think it would work with this guy in North Korea.
I'm not sure it will either, George. You know, when President Trump said he would meet with Kim Jong-un, it's in an interview, basically, what else was he going to say when he was asked the question? I mean, he said they'd meet under the right circumstances. I can't imagine what the right circumstances would be. Kim Jong-un is not really open to discussion. And while the administration's trying to get diplomacy, trying to get China and other countries backing sanctions, at the same time, the ramping up of the military is going on. We've got the anti-missile THAAD defense system in South Korea. Carl Vinson is offshore of Korea with a major aircraft carrier task force, at least one, maybe two nuclear submarines. I don't see any way that this is going to be resolved diplomatically, George, and what I'm concerned about is that if Kim Jong-un does another nuclear test, it may be the precipitating event for military action.
I think so, too. If he sets off another nuke as a test or tries to shoot something towards Japan, something's going to happen, Jerry. Here's the other problem, too. Even if the president met with him and they struck a deal, how can you trust that guy?
Well, exactly, George. And what would they really say? I mean, President Trump's going to say, now, we think it's really, you know, naughty that you're developing all these nuclear weapons, and we really wish you would just stop. You know, I mean, I think Kim Jong-un understands that's what the world wants, and he's in a defiant position. And I don't think the dialogue is going to really change his mind.
There was a report today that most of the missiles in North Korea are for show, that they're all fake. What do you think of that?
Well, I think some of them on parade, when they've had these military parades, are just canisters. But at the same time, I think that North Korea does have, it has a whole class of missiles. As you remember, going back years ago, it used to have those old missiles that were used in the wars with Israel. I mean, the Nodong.
The Scuds. The old Scuds.
The Scuds were also North Korean missiles. North Korea has missiles. The question is whether it has really a functioning intercontinental ballistic missile that could hit Hawaii or the West Coast, and that's yet in doubt. But again, we may be hacking their various attempts to launch a nuclear-capable intercontinental ballistic missile. So it's really not clear what capabilities North Korea has, but it's clear they are developing an ICBM, and it will only be a matter of time until they have one.
Jerry, are you all set up in Washington, D.C. now?
We're ready. We've got the office set up. I've got a few more discussions with Alex Jones and InfoWars, and we're in the final stages of really beginning to hire people and getting a bureau set up in D.C.
All right, great. Thanks, Dr. Jerome Corsi. And by the way, this week we will be covering North Korea with a couple interviews, so make sure you're part of the program. After months of speculation and the actor's denials, Val Kilmer has confirmed he had cancer. Back in 2015, the former Batman star was spotted at UCLA's medical center looking gaunt. Actor Michael Douglas announced to the press in November that Kilmer was battling throat cancer. But Kilmer fought back, claiming Douglas was misinformed. However, the actor decided to reveal his personal health issues during a Reddit Ask Me Anything session. A user wrote in, "A while ago, Michael Douglas claimed you had terminal cancer. What was the story behind that?" was the question. Kilmer replied, "He was probably trying to help me because press probably asked where I was these days. And I did have a healing of cancer, but my tongue is still swollen, although healing all the time. Because I don't sound my normal self yet, people think I may still be under the weather." How about that? Scientists have carried out a successful head transplant on rats ahead of plans to attempt a similar operation on a human later this year. During the procedure, the head of a smaller rat was attached to the body of a larger rodent. Rather than simply replacing the head, the team attached the donor head to the body of the larger rat, creating an animal with two heads. I hope they don't try that with the human. An Indonesian man who claimed to be the world's oldest human at 146 years old has died. The great-granddad from Central Java outlived his four wives, 10 siblings, and all of his children. Something most parents would never, ever want to do. What's up in the skies these days? Let's check in with Stephen Cates, Dr. Sky. Hey, Stephen, what do you have this week?
Hi, George. So many exciting things. We begin with the Cassini spacecraft that's now orbiting Saturn.
Where's your voice, by the way? You're losing
it. Terrible one. We got a little bit of laryngitis here.
Okay, get through it.
We wanted to talk a little bit about the Cassini spacecraft that's orbiting Saturn. And sky watchers, if they look into the morning sky, you will be able to see the planet Saturn easy, rising around midnight. And George, a major meteor shower is taking place this week. It's called the Eta Aquarids. It's all due to Halley's Comet, a fascinating passage. So if you see any of these meteors into the morning sky, pay particular attention to the morning of May 4th, May 5th, and into the weekend. And some scientists are saying that we may be going through an actual outburst from debris that came from Halley's Comet in the year 1616. So it's a fascinating time to look into our May skies. And as soon as the voice gets better, we'll continue to talk to people about how they can keep their eyes
all right
in the sky.
You take care of that. A little hot tea and honey goes a long, long way. Up next, the numbers lady joins us, Glynis Pacants. And we are going to be talking about 2017 and all kinds of things. And later on, we'll take your calls on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, welcome back to Coast. Glynis Pacants has been studying numerology for years and believes that knowledge is power. She'll explain numerology to those of you who might not know exactly what it is. Noted author, including Glynis Has Your Number, Love by the Numbers as well. We'll tell you about those works and her website, numberslady.com, one of the most visited numerology websites in the world. And here's Glynis Pacants. Boy, do we have a lot of things to talk about, Ms. McCants.
You're not kidding. This
My
year, 2017,
gosh,
has been action-packed. George, it's May already.
I was just going to say that. Talking about numbers, I mean, I'm in St. Louis. I just made the flip. It's 5-2 already.
Oh my
Where
God.
Is it going?
Well, I will say this. When you look at a world number like 2017 and you reduce that, 2 plus 1 plus 7 is 10, 1 plus 0 is 1, 1 is full speed ahead. It's like running a race. And it's also extremely competitive. And if you'll notice in the world right now, like with this social media and the news, don't you feel the competitiveness? Like no one seems to want to work together. That's what you're feeling in this cycle. So it is. It's full speed ahead. Wow.
Everybody's fighting.
Yes.
Fighting. Okay, to the new folks who are probably saying, well, I've heard about the numbers, lady, but what's numerology? Give it a shot.
Well, let me tell you that numerology itself, it's a science of numbers. And the one that I use, because there's a couple of them out there, it's Pythagoras' number system. This is over 2,500 years old. And the belief is that everything in this universe has vibration.
Who's Pythagoras?
Pythagoras was the famous mathematician. He did the Pythagorean theorem. He is obviously well known. He did harmonics, like dealt with music, sound. When you hear music, there's numbers involved in that, George. Same thing, same idea. So what that really means is that we all have vibration, and some people you meet and you instantly resonate with, and it feels good and comfortable, and then you meet someone else, and you are drained and tired. There's a good chance that's a toxic number, and that's what I teach, using the Pythagorean system.
The good old psychic vampires, as I call them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you can identify them through numbers. So it does help you. It kind of gives you a heads up as you go through your life.
Now, let me ask you a general question, and that is, if everybody has the same general numbers, are they all generally the same personality-wise?
No. Here's how that works. First of all, there's a lot of numbers involved, because when you look at a numerology blueprint, let's say, there are three numbers in the name, three numbers in the birthday. That's six numbers. Then you have a destiny number, which comes from that full birth certificate name reduced to one digit. You have a maturity number. You have intensity numbers. As you study this, which is in both of my books, you realize there's a lot going on here. But the most important number is your life path number. And your listeners, I know they know this for sure, that you're a seven life path. And what that means, you take your full date of birth, reduce it to one digit. In your case, seven means you literally say to yourself, who am I? What am I? Why am I here? And then you seek those answers. And the reason, like, this show is successful is you actually give a darn. You're curious what people know. You want to learn. You get bored, George, when it's something you already know. That's when you're like, I got no time for this. But if it's something different, that's when you come to life.
Well, I know numerology. Glennis, I don't have time for this. I'll see you later.
Well, I
carry
always
on.
Have something new up my sleeve, but I hear you. Yeah, and learning those basic numbers, you know, you can find people. Let's give you an example. If you were doing business and you said, Glennis, I'm about to do business with a couple of these people, what do you think? If I'm looking at numbers that are toxic, I'm not going to advise you to do business with them, George, because I'd be concerned it wouldn't be successful for you.
Well, you have recommended to people who are going to have operations on certain days not to get it.
So true. And you wouldn't believe. I get letters all the time for people who say, Glennis, I didn't have the calendar, because I did create those calendars that are at numberslady.com telling you the best date. But they'll say to me, I didn't have it with me. I got a surgery. Turned out it was a challenge day for me in numerology. It was a knee surgery, and they had to redo it.
Oh.
Yes.
Will one day, Glennis, will one day make a difference? I mean, like Monday was 5-1. You know, Tuesday's 5-2. Will one day make a difference in things?
It makes all the difference in the world. And more importantly, because you're a 7, and technically my life path is a 3, some of the dates that are good for me would not be good for you, and vice versa. That's why it matters. And let's say you're in a relationship. Maybe your partner, it's a good day for them, but not for you. And I have a story about that with Charlie, because Charlie's a 4 life path.
Charlie's your husband, and you found him in a newspaper.
I found him on a dating site, and we're all just looking for a man who's got my number, like paranormal date, right?
Were you on Craigslist or what?
No. He was better than that, Mister. My goodness, he's got a master's in statistical analysis. He went to the Naval Academy. He's brilliant, but it's been 15 years with him. Okay. However, our life path number is a challenge. So here's what I do. Let's say it's a good day for me on the calendar, then I drive the car, George, because one time I had to drive. It was a challenge day, and he ended up hitting something. We were driving fast. It was in the street, but he hit it. And I thought, oh my gosh, I should have driven. So it's stuff like that. Who's got the
That's amazing.
Let them make the move.
That is amazing.
It is.
Well, let's look at a few things that are going on these days. And of course, everybody wants to know what the numbers show about President Donald Trump. So let's get him out of the way. What's going on?
Get him out of the way. Here's what's interesting about the president. The fact is, it's hard to get him out of the way in that he's the lead story every day. You know, we've never had a president where every single day he's the headline.
He's in the story. Whatever the story might be, he's in it.
He really is. And you have to remember, that's always been his life experience. Like, he loved the celebrity of what he was before that, when he did The Apprentice, when he ran Trump Tower. I mean, if you look at any hotel, it's got Trump in all caps. So that's a part of who he is. But as president, it's overwhelming, because you have some people in the media who are very critical of him,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes he'll say something. Here was my concern about him this year that I warned you about. He's in a personal year three, which means he can't stop talking. Like, he has to speak up, but then he might say something he regrets. And we now live in a world where it's videotaped and it's written down.
Yep.
So, like, if I counseled Trump, I would literally say, zip your lip. Zip your lip.
And take his phone away.
Yeah. Well, I've never let him get on Twitter. I am not kidding. Twitter has not been his friend because, again, it's documented. But, you know, he's learning. And what I did love about him last Friday, when he literally said he missed his old life, he said, you know, I loved it. I had a lot of great things happening. And he admitted that he didn't expect this to be as difficult as it turned out to be.
Well, he's under a magnifying glass
now. Yes, he is. And let me tell you, that is in his numerology, why he cannot handle that. Remember, I've told you this more than once, but in January I said he does not have the numbers of any president before him. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the thing. When you're born on a 5-day and you're a 4-life path, you need freedom. You need to be able to leave. And that's one of the reasons he's often leaving that White House. He needs to get out to breathe. He's like, I'm going to Mar-a-Lago. But he literally has to get out because he feels trapped.
If he has bad numbers, does that mean we get stuck with bad numbers? Because he's our leader. He's
well,
our president.
We have a heads up on how he will lead. And then you have to consider these people around him, right? Who's with him? Who's helping out at this time? Because that's going to matter, and that's going to make a difference. But I'm also saying this has been a difficult cycle for him to get started, and what he's learning is how slow the process is. This is a man who's used to full speed ahead. He's used to saying, this is what I want to do, and it happens. That doesn't work that way in the government.
Well, in a lot of things, he has changed from his campaign. I wanted to ask you about that. I mean, first of all, right or wrong, I'm not going to talk about those issues right now, but
no.
What he did say before the election,
yep,
is, you know, we're getting out of NATO.
Yes.
NATO's a mess. We're getting out of NAFTA. NAFTA's a mess.
Yes.
We're going to build a wall. We're going to block Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And he said all these things. And then once he's elected,
yeah,
all of a sudden, NATO's not that bad.
Exactly.
NAFTA, we're going to work out with Canada and Mexico.
Yes.
There apparently is no budget yet for the wall,
yes,
which I've always been opposed to because I think we can do it electronically much better and cheaper.
Yes.
But so,
how did that happen?
How does this happen? I mean, was he not thinking?
Was he
just saying things that he thought people wanted to hear? What's going on?
Here's what we have to consider. The millions of people who did vote for him, they really felt strongly that an outsider needed to come in. They just felt it so strongly, that's where his votes came in.
Well, and they're probably right.
Well, yes and no, because he had no experience on how the government works. Remember what he
True.
Said? He goes, I had no idea it was this complicated. He was shocked.
But people didn't want a politician. That's
Correct.
Why he got elected.
Right, but there's the downside, right? That's what we're learning.
Yes, there is a downside.
Is that you don't know how it goes down. So what he's doing, he is literally learning on the job. Like when he met with the Chinese president, he did walk away and say, okay, they're not manipulating their currency. Remember, he made that statement after saying for 2 years they are manipulating their currency. He also said, when it comes to China, he goes, look, if we can get them to help us with North Korea, then we're not going to get that good of a deal when it comes to trade. He's telling you what he's learning as he goes, but it's pretty shocking because it's a lot.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot at one time.
And here's what I would also tell you. Because he's born on a 5-day and he's a 4-life path, that means what you see is not always what you get, and that's what's throwing people off. Like, he meant it, like when he campaigned, he thought he could do that, or he wouldn't have said it over and over
again.
Well,
if we end up going to war, I'm going to ask you about Korea in the leader. But if we end up going to war with them, does that mean President Trump's numbers are bad? Think about that. We'll come back in a moment, Linus, and talk about that and so much more. And then next hour, folks, we open up the phone lines with the numbers lady. And, of course, we've got the numbers lady, Glynis McCants. Her website is linked up at coasttocoastam.com. It's numberslady.com. Next hour, we will take your phone calls, and you know what that means when we chat with Glynis McCants. A couple little events I want to tell you about. First of all, coming up on May 17th, and the tickets for that are almost gone. We've got our Eat and Greet, that's right, our luncheon series, this one with Marla Martinson, the Beverly Hills matchmaker. We're going to have some fun with her. That luncheon is May 17th. All you need to do is send an email with your phone number to this email address, lunchwithgeorge@gmail.com, and they'll get right back to you and work things out. lunchwithgeorge@gmail.com. And then, of course, the big event in July up there in Everett, Washington, up there in the Northwest Corridor. So everybody from Vancouver can come, and Seattle and Portland and Everett and wherever you are up there, come on to our live event. We're going to do a meet and greet after, but we've got four special guests. It's Coast to Coast live on stage with the music. It's just a great event. Everybody who has been to the events that we've done around the country so far just love it. This is how you get tickets. More than a third of the seats already sold, and we just started talking about this a month ago. So you can go to our website, coasttocoastam.com, click one of the four highlight buttons you'll see right there on the front page, and it'll take you straight to the link, and you can click that and get your tickets that way. You can go to and Google the historiceverytheater.org website. You can do it that way, or you can call this number, 425-258-6766. That's 425-258-6766. Already people from North Carolina are going out there, so we'll have a great time, and come on by. Don't forget, it's Saturday, July 29th. And welcome back to Coast, Glynis McCants with us, the numbers lady. We're going to go through some leaders around this planet. We're going to run their numbers in a second. But Glynis, if something happens with North Korea, and I'm going to ask you to run the numbers of Kim Jong-un in a minute, but if something happens to North Korea, does that mean the president is having a horrible moment? And would those numbers reflect that?
Well, here's what's interesting. When I ran the numbers of Kim Jong-un, I found that he is a four-life path, born on an eight-day, which technically is considered compatible to Trump. And what that means to me is, if there's a way to have a conversation, what Kim really wants is respect. He wants people to see him as a powerful man. He's in a one personal year, which means he wants to feel like he's winning. And he does not want to lose his life. And if you know darn well, if he does anything crazy, he's dead. It would be over for him. Game over. I don't think that's what he wants. So in numerology, when I ran a chart comparison, which is what I do when I look at two leaders or anybody I'm trying to understand what kind of dynamic they could have, if you have one or two challenges out of six, it means you have to find ways to agree to disagree. If you have three challenges, you have to work very hard on the relationship. If you have four challenge numbers, you may as well give up. It's really too much work. They only have one challenge, George. So this is an opportunity. Trump recently said he thought that Kim Jong-un was a smart cookie. Did you hear that quote?
Well, and he said today that it would be the honorable thing to do to meet with him. I would not have used the word honorable.
No.
I mean, I think a meeting is important,
right?
But I don't think it's honorable.
But here's
this is a guy who probably killed his half-brother.
Absolutely. Look, he's got a lot of blood on his hands if we are to believe so many things that have come out of there, North Korea. But what I'm telling you is, for Trump to even say that is something that Kim Jong-un would want to hear. You see what I mean?
Yeah, but with lunatics, though, Glynis.
I agree. And I'm not saying this is good news, but I will tell you the bottom line. If you say to me, Glynis, is this man comfortable with, you know, creating, let's say, bringing us to World War III? No. That is what I would tell you on paper. He needs to feel victorious. There is something that he needs to get from other people. But in this case, President Trump is not ripping him to shreds. He is not belittling him, is he?
Nope.
Okay, so that means something. Like, I listen to that, and I think that may be wise. And because their life path number's the same, and they only have one challenge number out of six, it's possible to avoid massive conflict. That is what of course, why wouldn't I want that for us anyway? And remember, this is the world number one. I told you, people are already competitive. Well, that's very true for the leader of North Korea. We have to find a way to stop this, slow it down, find a way to have a conversation.
Well, one way is we should stop our war exercises along his border, maybe pull our troops out and see what happens.
Well,
I don't think the guy would make a rush into South Korea if we did that.
This is all to protect. We're talking about threats. And it's unfortunate because this new cycle, what it represents when you get into a cycle that's going to last for 9 years, we are planting the seeds of where we're headed right now. Like, what are we going to do? Next year, we go into a cycle of two, which is much more about feeling and emotion. That's not what it is right now. But in this case, it's not a smart move to aggravate this.
People are uptight this year already.
Say it again?
People are uptight this year.
Oh, it's completely out of control. This is what I found interesting. Last year, when we were in a cycle of nine, which was the end of a cycle, people were walking around like they were in a fog, George. They weren't even paying attention. Everyone was so hazy. Now everyone's awake. It's like they all had a cup of coffee.
Well, I don't know. Have you been behind drivers sometimes and their light turns green? They don't move. They just sit there.
No, but I'm talking about people marching. Like the way everyone wants to get out there and make a statement all of a sudden. You've never seen anything like it the way you are now, and that is what this cycle represents. But what I know for sure, this anger and putting each other down and saying, if you don't agree with me, then you are scum or you are less.
I know. There's no negotiating. There's no conversation.
Yes.
It's all hatred and bitterness.
That's right.
All right. What are the numbers show about the Chinese president? What's happening with him?
Okay. So the Chinese president I have here on my sheet. Okay. So I look at him. It's interesting. Remember when President Trump met with him, he completely changed his mind.
That was on the day we sent the Tomahawk missiles into Syria.
Yes, yes. But what did he say? He said after listening to him talk for 10 minutes, he decided that, no, they weren't manipulating currency.
He liked the guy.
Yeah, all of a sudden the guy was a good guy. So this is what I would say, again, to those who supported and believed in everything that President Trump said on the campaign trail, they need to understand he didn't know any of these people. He had never met anyone. And what he's teaching us about his own personality is when he meets you, if he likes you, he suddenly wants to work with you. That's what he's showing us.
Well, so you think this relationship with China could be a good thing?
I don't know that it's going to be necessarily that good for us. Remember he said America first? Well, now he's saying if we can get China to work with us with North Korea, we may not get as good a trade deal as I would have liked. That's what he's saying.
That's part of the negotiating.
Correct. Yeah, but I do think he would want to work with them. And what I would tell you by the numbers, this Chinese president, he is charismatic. He's got the three, which means the ability to communicate, to express himself.
And he's deliberate, and he thinks things through.
He sure does. He proceeds with caution. His name numbers, he's got 4, which means he has strategy. He's like, A plus B must equal C. What am I going to do to play this? He doesn't speak without thinking. That is not how this man operates.
All right, Vladimir Putin, our Russian president. What's up with this guy?
Okay, so when I look at Putin, and again, do the chart comparison, these two are literally considered, their soul number is a challenge, because Trump's got that one in his soul, which means he likes to win. In Putin's case, he's a strategist. He's another one who plans it out. He's got 7. Remember we talk about you being a 7 life path?
Mm-hmm.
But you were born on a 4-day. You were not born a 7. You know what that reminds me of? Is 007, like the mystery man. You don't know his story. Putin's got his own plan. But on paper, these two are considered compatible, and I believe that is why Trump has always said he's very open to talking to Putin. That is why he has said that, because they're not toxic to each other. But for this country, Putin is not, he doesn't have our back. It's not about the United States. You know that, George.
No, it's about him first and Russia.
Of course it is. And it's also about money, by the way. So it's about security for his country. He's got the eight attitude, which is, I don't mind, you know, doing the work.
You know he's one of the world's richest people already.
Say it again.
He's one of the world's richest people already.
You know what? What's the dark side of a number is you can never get enough. And he's one of those.
Maybe he put an eight in his wallet.
Maybe he has an eight attitude. And he's so, what do they say? There's nothing worse than when you thirst for water and your well is full. That's him. He can't get enough. And that's something we have to be aware of.
How about the president in Syria, Assad?
Okay. Now, Assad, I find this fascinating. Do you know that he was born 9/11?
I did not know that.
Yeah. So here we're talking about 9/11, which we already know what a tragedy that was for this country. And then that particular time it happened, 2001, when you break it down, it was the master number 11, but it added up to a 5. So that gives you 11/2 energy with a 5. Very dramatic. It's like toxic. He is a 5. So that means this man, he thrives on drama. He's okay with it. We're not. When we hear what's happening over there, we're devastated. But that is him. He does what he thinks he has to do. And he doesn't really care who loses their life. He wants control.
Well, he's learned from his father. His father was a tyrant.
Okay. Okay, so this is what's in him. But guess what else? When you know someone's numbers, you understand what is fulfilling to them. What fulfills him, he has a soul number 5. Never a dull moment. He likes the drama. You know, some people want peace. Some people don't want any conflict. That's not true for him.
All right, so what are the months that we should keep our eyes out for this year?
Okay, well, let's talk about this month, because this is a big month. Here we are, May 1st for you. It's already May 2nd. Fasten your seatbelts. This month is going to move incredibly fast, and there will be some drama. So my advice to the listeners, don't you dare get engaged. And I don't mean marriage. I mean, don't fight with people.
Really?
Yeah.
You mean for everybody?
I mean fighting, not marriage. Because I used the word engaged. I didn't want them to misunderstand me. I'm saying if someone wants to have conflict with you, don't join them, George. Everybody. Because the number 5, what did I just tell you? Assad's a great example. They want conflict. This is the downside of energy. Now, here's the other reason. The world number is a 1. What did I say? 1 is competitive. Well, if 1's competitive and the 5 appreciates never a dull moment, you can see where that can be a problem. And I just saw something before I talked to you. Did you see the police officer on fire in Paris?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I look at that and tragic. I think of the extreme of this energy I'm referring to. What can you do to keep it nice? Do for yourself. You want to take a little trip for the weekend? Get the massage? Do something you normally don't do? That's what you want to do. If you can journal, write your ideas. You know, a lot of your people, I noticed that people at night tend to be writers. This is a great month to work on that. If you have a story, write your story. You know, communicate. Be a detective. If there's something in your life you want an answer to, this month you can get the answer. And here's my biggest message. And this is what I would also say to President Trump. You don't make a big move in the month of 5, George. Because when you do, you tend to regret it by the end of the month.
So let everything kind of pass until June?
Let's say you hate your job. So wait a second. Maybe put out the resume at the end of the month. Just get through this month. You don't quit on the spot. You can end up regretting it. You can end up having a hard time finding a job. Or you dump your partner, and then the month's over, and suddenly you regret it.
Maybe I shouldn't have. How about that?
Yeah.
You mentioned that I'm in a pinnacle cycle. What does a pinnacle cycle mean?
Okay. So a pinnacle cycle, there are 4 of them. And the first one starts, you take the age 36. It's just the number 36, and you subtract your life path. So in your case, you're a 7. 36 minus 7 puts you at 29 years old. You take your month and day and reduce it to 1 digit. In your case, that means when you were 29, you were in a personal pinnacle of 1. 1 means you were always driven, always motivated. Your parents didn't even have to push you, correct?
No, not at all.
See?
I mean, they encouraged me, but they didn't have to push me.
No, but you were full speed ahead. Like,
oh,
you
always. I was self-pusher.
Right, but that was your pinnacle. Your pinnacle is like, get a move on. Well, there's actually 4. So as you've continued, your next pinnacle for 9 years was also a 1, which kept you motivated. Then you finally went into a pinnacle of 2, which was more about the family, relationships, bonding. But now, this is what I love about you. You just entered a whole new pinnacle, I mean, this started a little bit ago, but it kind of is symbolic. It was right around when you started taking over Coast to Coast, when you got your show, okay? Here's what happened. You take your month and your full year of birth. What year were you born?
June.
No, what year?
Of 1950.
Correct. So let's do this. June is 6, plus 1, plus 9, plus 5, plus 0. When you break that down, it's 21. 2 plus 1 is 3. So, George, remember I say a 7, sometimes you shut down, you don't even want to talk, you're like, leave me alone? But the 3 is the communicator. And I believe that's how your career shifted. Like, wouldn't you say you're busier than you've ever been?
Yes. Tell me about it. Talk to senior producer Tom Danheiser.
Yep. But isn't that fantastic?
He's the keeper of my schedule.
The 3 is here to motivate and uplift other people. So you're not just doing this job. Yeah, you want the paycheck, but you actually love to see people change.
What
you
paycheck?
Like to see a difference.
I do this for free.
Yeah, I believe it. You not the radio show, but I know you answer emails. I've seen you. You care deeply. I get emails from you that I know. You're always concerned about people. That has to do with the pinnacle that you're in. And by the way, that's for the rest of your life.
Well, that's a good thing. Now, will other people have this same pinnacle?
Well, some do, but like, it depends on who the person is. It depends on what year they're born. It depends on their month.
For people who want to figure this out, because some people are at home going, oh my God, how do I figure out?
Here's my promise to them. They can go to numberslady.com, sign up for the newsletter. I will cover pinnacles in the new newsletter.
Okay, good.
That is my promise. So not only will they be able to learn it, but I'm going to show them on paper how to do it.
So, as we look for the rest of this year,
mm-hmm.
overall, is it going to be a big year, a horrible year? What do you think?
You know, this is a year that has growing pains in it. This is a year where you have to decide, what do you want to focus on? What matters most to you? So, again, if you're in a relationship, maybe you've been in it a long time, maybe you're married and, you know, you may as well be roommates, like you're not romantic anymore, this could be a time to end it. It could say, I don't want to live like this anymore. Or maybe you've been in a job forever, and it's a dead-end job. You never get praise. You never get a raise. It's time to move on. So that's this year. And in that way, I love it.
Glynis McCants recommends that you
become a butterfly.
So should we say Glynis McCants recommends that you quit your job and get a divorce?
I would say no to that. Because remember, there's personal year cycles that have a message as well. And personal year cycles are covered thoroughly in Glynis Has Your Number and Love by the Numbers. Because I always want you to know, what personal year are you in? See, numerology is like an onion with layers. So the layer I'm talking about right now with you is the world cycle. But you're feeling it, aren't you, George?
Oh, yeah, having a great time.
You're having no dull moments, right?
Never, never, never. Yeah. Here, our buddy Ryan Seacrest today, they announced that he's going to co-host with Kelly Ripa on their morning show.
That's right.
I mean, he's going to still do his radio gig for us, but he's going to do the TV show. He's going to move to New York, I hear.
And I heard he's going to bring the radio show out there as well.
Yeah, he is. No, that's what I was saying. But this guy is the hardest working guy in the business.
Well,
he never stops.
In the beginning, it was Merv Griffin,
mm-hmm.
and no one worked harder than Merv Griffin, so he's definitely following suit. But here's what I'm going to tell you. In numerology, they are amazing. Like, don't be surprised.
They click, don't they?
Oh, it's ridiculous. They are so compatible. Like, I did the chart. Here's what I would tell you.
I wonder if you sent a chart in and said, hey, da-da-da-da, pick this guy, pick
Actually,
this guy.
Actually, I'm going to end up shooting an email to Kelly Ripa because I'm sure she'd love knowing just this fun combination of numbers, and I have people who know her well.
That's cool.
But here's what I would tell you. 3, 6, 9, and 2 are completely compatible, like they have an understanding. Ryan Seacrest's birth numbers are 3, 6, 9. Her birth numbers, 2, 2, 3. So
there you have it.
Ridiculous.
Rating, instant rating success, just like that.
This is my projection by their numbers. Major hit. And when it comes time for those Emmy nominations, watch out.
I love it. All right, Glynis, we're going to take phone calls next hour. And, of course, you always like to give people a little quick reading of themselves. So you need their birth month, day, and year. Anything else?
I need the first name they go by, the full date of birth, and a quick question if they have it. Otherwise, I tell them about them.
All right. We'll do that in Glynis's website, of course, numberslady.com. Her books, Love by the Numbers. Glynis Has Your Number. You can find those books on her website or call this number. Just write it down, 877-686-2373.